T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now? Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say? Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you rock.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Holy sh**.
The squirrel wanted more than just nuts.
Unbelievable.
Here we go. It is.
We actually began the open with your dad swearing on our radio.
That's
station.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct. My dad called me when they signed Antonio Brown, and those were his comments. Then he kind of laughed and said, "All right, I'll talk to you later." he couldn't.
So, like
it.
Antonio Brown, you recorded him?
Yeah. Well, it was a voice message.
Oh, okay.
No. I didn't record. I don't even know how to do that. I got to figure that out.
I told him I got an app for him. I can help him.
I got to start recording everybody. Yeah, this was my dad, Andy. This was him on Saturday night.
Hey, Rich. This is Dad. Just checking the studio that they signed Antonio Brown. Holy sh**. Talk to you.
He cracks himself up. That's the
He's
best
like,
part.
Are you kidding me?
That's the
yeah,
best
so
part.
He was pretty surprised by that. So here we go. Let's start with last Friday, in fact. It was Andy Hart, Mutt, and myself.
Good show.
It was a good show. Sorry, and it got out of...
Oh, by the way, let's just get this out of the way, okay?
Yeah.
You told the truth on Friday.
I always tell the truth.
No, I know, but there
and
were
Saturday
there were
and Sunday
there were people
and
questioning it or on Twitter. I missed last Friday's show because I got an injection in my back. You told the truth.
Yes, of course I did. Yeah.
Now, I got the injection at 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. They wouldn't let me come in here and work. Friday night, I did MC the Rhode Island Hockey Hall of Fame dinner at Twin River.
Okay.
But by then, they said, okay, you can get up and get around.
Yeah, you're healthy at
that point. I couldn't come in and do the show.
In the words of Gronk, you were fixed.
Well, at least for a little while. You told the truth. I just want to make sure.
Of course I told the truth.
Somebody was questioning this?
Yes. On Twitter, yeah. Oh,
that's your problem right there, Dale.
I thought Keith said you had to get a shot in your back. You were at Twin River Friday night.
I would never lie. I would never steer anybody wrong.
No.
But as you can imagine, things went, little haywire at times.
To sign Antonio Brown that you're going to have to...
Antonio Brown has...
It takes two, Andy. It takes two.
Okay, give me two.
If you leave a publication and then...
takes two.
If you leave a publication, you have two people arguing for your services. You get more money.
Right. Oh, now Mutt is explaining leverage
Cowboy,
to me.
I figured it out. Trust me. It's been
a took a while.
It's been a couple years.
A little too late, I think.
Nah, it worked out pretty well.
I think Antonio Brown
Who
has
are the two?
What are we talking about?
Cowboys and somebody else.
What are you guys talking about?
Who's going to be interested in Antonio Brown?
Patriots.
You got the Patriots signing. Cowboys and Patriots. So the Cowboys go to that second year.
What do you think? Maybe Dale doesn't take any more days off?
I couldn't tell what anybody was talking
was like,
about.
We had three different shows
if
going on.
If we don't know what's going on, no. How can we expect the listeners to know what's going on?
Not a great sign.
Cowboys and somebody else.
What are you guys talking about?
That's actually a valid question.
It was your show. You should control it.
I was having my own thing just a little bit. How about yesterday? Speaking of our own show, Dale, yesterday, it was a Thursday, and Steve DiAzzi was on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little peek behind the curtain.
People like that. They like to feel like they're, you
know. Well, it lets you be a part of what we do here. So, we both like Steve DiAzzi a lot. He's a friend of ours.
Love him.
Great Love guy. Steve. Good football mind.
Yes.
We didn't know he was on the show today.
He is on the show today. He is on the show today.
I would have said so when I was sitting here with the guys a few minutes ago.
Well, listen, maybe I didn't tell anybody. Maybe I just showed up. Who knows? You know.
By the way, that happens here too.
Maybe in about 10 minutes, Joey's going to come in here screaming and grab me by the ear and drag me out of here.
What are you doing here?
Who knows? Who knows?
Hi, Steve.
How are you? How are you guys? Everything good?
Things are good. There he is.
And truthfully, if he did just sort of show up, which one of us is going to tell him he's got to leave?
Nope. He can stay as long as he wants.
I was going to say, I'd pay to see Joey come in here and drag him out by the ear like he said.
Pull him out of there.
And the only funny part about this is that exact same thing happened, 2 weeks ago?
With me.
With Andy Hart.
Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, Andy.
What are you doing here?
You got a meeting or something? Nope.
No, I'm on the show with you.
I'm on your show. Fair enough.
They're trying to tell you something, Dale.
Again, all week long, it's really been dominated by Antonio Brown, and nobody can read the text messages better than our own Glenn Ordway.
I jacked my bleep on your back. Slept with you in bed.
Space, okay. Hold on, space, yeah. Exclamation.
A bleep your knowledge, a bitch. I have been all pro before I even knew you. You hit me up online, again, bitch, crying. I didn't hit you up, exclamation point. He loves that. You, which is the you, like, you know, the you,
yep.
Never left my house since you had hotel. You feel asleep. You feel asleep on my couch. Bleep out of here. My baby mama trick you dumb ass. Dumb. D-U-M. Blast me. You're a failure. Telling everybody you, again the letter U, own a gym. What you gone blast. Don't bleeping write my phone lean a bitch. Thought it was easy to get a, okay.
So there
See, now, Glenn's. Peter King claimed it would be hard to decipher some of the emails.
I think Glenn nailed it.
Dale cleared it. I mean, there. Glenn cleared it right up.
We took a different approach on our show. We said they're available online. You can find them. Glenn just said, you know what? I'm going to read every single
more
word.
More direct approach in
every
drive
single
time.
Word. The morning show, again, it's early, right? 6 to 10 a.m.
Yes.
People can be sleepy, including a caller of theirs, Scott and Weymouth, may have been on hold a little too long, and this is what happened.
Direct from Weymouth. This is, of course, your friend. Oh, my God. This is the greatest thing that has ever happened. This is Scott from Weymouth, who has been on hold since about 6 o'clock this morning. And he has fought. This is the... For those who don't know Scott from Weymouth from the old show or from any other radio show, he calls every radio station all day long. He called at 6. He called at 6 this morning to get on, and he's fallen asleep. Oh. No, I thought he was going to wake up in a moment. I mean, I think he has. He should go to a doctor.
Yes.
I
want to get a CPAP.
Definitely yeah, sleep apnea. Like
no
sleep
question.
Apnea. I think he sounds like Dale in the back office.
Oh, wow. Oh, come on, cheap shot.
And I got to tell you something. This doesn't bode well for the show if a caller is on for an hour and he's falling asleep.
He's got a point.
Oh, that was pretty good.
I'll say this:
he did come to at one point.
I don't
though.
Know if Scott is married. But if he is...
Separate bedroom.
There's got to be a second bedroom
my
in that house.
God. That's
Could
rough.
You sleep in that
no.
room?
That is... A breathe right does not solve that
no.
either.
No.
You need to do a lot more work than that.
He should get that looked at.
Well, we got the news yesterday about the New York Jets starting quarterback, Sam Darnold,
yes.
who is dealing with a very serious infliction. That would be mononucleosis.
New York Jets head coach Adam Gase announces Sam Darnold...
This is...
will miss Monday night's game with mono, and by the way, will probably miss multiple weeks.
Mono. Isn't that the kissing disease?
Mm.
It's a viral disease that it spreads is. Through kissing. Sam Darnold out, what? Kissing disease. Sam Darnold, one of the great lovers of our generation. Maybe the Jets' biggest concern is, what if he was kissing a bunch of his teammates? Could happen. It could
not
happen.
Not that there's anything wrong with
no,
that.
No, that'd be good unity.
Of course,
by the way,
bring everybody together.
Apparently what they've... And by the way, the New York tabloids are having a field day with poor
yes.
Sam Darnold.
Yes.
As expected. The Jets reportedly quarantined him in his apartment.
Right.
Because they don't think it's safe for him to come back into the facility and take the risk of getting everybody... Because you don't know. He might plant
he
a lip lock
on
virtually
anybody. He could just start smooching everybody in the locker room. You just never know.
So how do they decide when he can play? Is there a test to say
it's going
to
be a while?
He's
got to
get that fatigue back, or he's got to shed the fatigue.
But the issue is like your spleen can explode, right?
That's what.
Yes,
they're
that's
of.
The big issue
in a contact
yeah.
sport, especially
and
like
you're sleepy.
That.
How do you know for sure that's fixed?
You don't know. You get in there. Well, like Gronk said,
you
get in
there.
You get in there.
Get in there.
What are Sam Darnold's hobbies? I'll give you one clue.
Smooching,
really?
Smooching. So our sister station WFAN, Joe and Evan, they reacted to the news. Of Sam Darnold having to miss some games.
During the break, Ernie shared some unfortunate news
now
with me.
I saw he had a strep throat. They sent him home for practice. So
well,
what's the problem?
Sam Darnold will not play on Monday. He has mono and could miss multiple weeks. Mono. Isn't mono where you're always tired?
Yes.
And it lasts a while. Mono's months. Kids would have mono in school. They'd disappear for 2 months. We'd never see him again.
Oh, my God.
You want to hear something else?
I can't. Well, who
Le'Veon
else?
Bell didn't practice because of a shoulder injury.
Come on.
It's all crumbling. There's nothing worse when the season's over before the season even starts.
It really is.
Season
over.
Barely started.
It's over. It's over.
It's over.
Trevor Siemian. Oh, my God. Oh, my.
In the second week of the year, we got to see Trevor Siemian. The guy, you know, there's so many awful things about this besides the fact they're going to go 2-14.
Just so checks.
Oh, no, completely.
No, 2-14. They're on their way.
Yeah. Mono. It's an infectious illness that sometimes is called mono or the kissing disease.
You could be out
disease.
Of wild. Right, yeah, they call it, yeah. Yeah.
While you can get the virus that causes it through kissing, you can also get it in other ways like sharing drinks or utensils. What are you doing, Sam?
Oh, my God.
Who are you kissing and whose utensils are you sharing?
Oh, my God.
You're a quarterback in the NFL. You should put yourself in a bubble.
What a surprise. The Mets better make the playoffs. Oh.
By the way, it's clear to me based on that, because I hadn't heard that yet.
Yeah.
That's why Chris Carlin announced yesterday, today was my last day on the radio.
You imagine?
He did. He said, I'm out. And he was just too despondent.
Now, again, when Belichick and Brady leave, who knows what the Patriots are going to look like. But can you imagine?
I have a pretty good idea.
Can you imagine? You have two teams in New York to talk about on that station, and it's the Jets and the Giants. Holy smokes. That is rough stuff.
They immediately go 2-14.
2-14.
It's over before it starts.
Well, the Mets better make the playoffs then.
You got to wash all those water bottles, huh?
Yeah, the whole thing. You got to disinfect
Gatorade,
everything.
You probably just get new ones.
Oh, yeah.
Just throw them all out.
Toss those right
out.
That's the problem.
Because if he licked one of those, I don't know why he'd lick it. It might be a separate issue. But
so there you go, dealers. Your week in review.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. You'll like this, Keith.
Yep.
My Nesson.com colleague, Doug Kide, has tweeted out a photograph already spotted outside of Gillette Stadium. A guy wearing a Patriots jersey with the number 17 and brown on the back of it.
Wow, that was quick.
That is quick.
That was real quick.
Now, he got 17 yesterday.
Did
he won the day before.
Are they selling them already, or did this guy just have this made up?
Because you can have it made.
Yeah.
You can go in there, and it's like an hour.
Maybe
like
he covered the Dobson jersey. He covered it up with a brown.
Or what they should have done. He had his Greg Salas jersey.
Yeah. He should have taken Gunner's 80 so that everybody could wear their old brown jerseys, right? Like
Troy Brown.
Yeah, we're all like going to do it with Kemba Walker, right? Antoine. Save people some money. That would have been nice.
That's so were you in the camp, by the way, that thought that Ben was going to have to give up 84 to him?
No.
I didn't think so.
Oh, no. I thought so.
No.
I thought Antonio was going to really care, but apparently he doesn't.
That
was maybe the biggest upset in this whole thing.
So, Rich Keefe often has little things that bother him or he loves, both directions.
You're in or out.
You got to pick a side.
I thought it was horrific that they put him out on the practice field in number one. To me, that was a little step of enabling.
I thought it was very odd.
It was very odd. Because that is the ultimate look at me number.
100%.
In colleges, it's like a recruiting tool. If you let the guy wear one, he'll come to your school. They gave him number one the first day he stepped up. To me, if Tomlin did that, they would say, there he is, enabling, given the star is number one. Look at me.
I'm with you. That was bizarre.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, six
I don't
one
know se- if it's good for me because you want murderers and pedophiles on your team.
Okay, thanks.
How good are they?
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Sam Donald, one of the great lovers of our generation.
Maybe I didn't tell anybody. Maybe I just showed up.
I jack my bleep on your back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.